This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Elizaveta Kravishuk. First name is Elizaveta, E-L-I-Z-A-V-E-T-A. Last name is Kravishuk, K-R-A-V-C-H-U-K. Date of birth 1/14/2015. This letter is being written to Dr. Marina Yam. First name is Marina, M-A-R-I-N-A. Last name is Yam, Y-A-M, Yam. Address 825 Pollard Road, P-O-L-L-R-D, Pollard Road, Suite 109, Los Gatos, L-O-S-G-A-T-O-S, California 95032. Telephone number 408-238-2992, fax number 408-238-2993. Dear Dr. Yam, Y-A-M, thank you for asking me to see this 9-year-old girl in allergy consultation, period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Elizaveta, E-L-I-Z-A-V-E-T-A, Elizaveta developed an itchy rash involving her upper back and then hands, arms, feet, and abdomen after eating some kind of sour candy in San Francisco, period. Family does not seem to know the name or any other details of this candy, period. She has never eaten this kind of candy before, period. Overall, she developed this rash maybe an hour later after ingestion, but timeline is not very certain, period. She was seen in El Camino Hospital and was treated with Benadryl, prednisone, and she subsequently improved. After some time period, she was also mother was also worried about a tick, Lyme disease causing this rash because a tick was removed from not too long ago, and no doxycycline was given. Period. Additionally, this youngster had some palpitation, and but improved quite nicely after her visit to the emergency room. Period. She went to O'Connor Hospital and Stanford and was given EpiPen. Period. There is no history of any angioedema, vomiting, diarrhea, wheezing, throat tightness, or any other symptoms to suggest anaphylaxis, period. In any event, she was given EpiPen to be used in case of a serious reaction, period. I discussed with family in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. Family was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. Clinically, it does not seem to be a case of significant anaphylaxis, but certainly I cannot be very sure of it. And I told her to keep EpiPen available and handy. And in case of serious reaction, she should be seen. She should be transported to a hospital emergency room after EpiPen injection, period. There is no past history of any obvious anaphylaxis or food allergies, period. However, she does have nasal congestion and sneezing and itchy nose and watery eyes, and that certainly is attributable to some seasonal allergies, period. Physical examination was revealed moderate dermatographism, but otherwise no abnormal findings were detected on examination, period. I discussed with family in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, and family was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. I did the following lab tests. Number one, alpha gel panel test, that was negative. Number two, gelatin, specific allergy testing to gelatin was negative. Number three, specific testing to feathers, which mom is concerned about, and that was negative. Serum and there was also testing done to some common allergens, and that revealed positive reaction to grasses and some trees. Serum tryptase level were normal. Next paragraph, allergy testing was revealed positive reaction to grasses and some trees consistent with the diagnosis of allergic rhinitis. Certainly that overall I believe she is going to be fine, and no obvious significant allergies were detected that could signify the possibility of subsequent anaphylaxis, but it would be a good idea to keep that EpiPen available in case of a serious reaction, period. And my final diagnosis is number one, dermatographism. Number two, allergic rhinitis. Number three, allergic reaction to a candy, but no specific reasons no specific etiology was discovered. My treatment plan: avoid any candy any candy or that might be responsible for this problem. Number two, Zyrtec samples were given for any allergies. Number three, in case of a significant reaction, use EpiPen and then go to emergency room. Number four, follow up with primary care physician in 1 to 2 months period. Overall, I believe she should do quite well. And please do give me a call if you have any specific questions. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation, on patient, Elisaveta Karavchuk. Thank you.